About an hour later, Will stopped by the Morning Glory on his way back to Bennett House. It was still a little while before supper would be ready, and he decided he was in the mood for a drink of whiskey before he ate. Gus Johnson was down at the end of the bar, talking to Dr. Peters. Will walked over to join them.
Howdy, Gus. Doc? Just thought I'd stop by to see if you're still in business. Maybe I'm just in time to get a shot of the same medicine Doc's drinking there.
How about some service to your other customers?
Alvin Greeley was at a table in the back corner of the room.
I need some more of that sorry coffee you sell.
Will had noticed the other deputy when he came in, but had chosen to ignore him. Greeley was not a regular customer at the Morning Glory, so he had not expected to see him there. He was eating supper with Lucy Tyler sitting at the table with him, probably because there was no one else to pass the time with. She stood up from her chair and headed toward the bar.
What's the matter, Lucy? Ain't my company good enough for you?
Hush up, Alvin. I need a drink, and it don't look like you're gonna spring for it.
She moved up beside Will.
You wanna buy me a drink?
Why, it'd be my pleasure.
He nodded to Gus to pour it.
That man will talk a body to death. I figured that if I didn't get up from there pretty soon, I was gonna go crazy.
Lucy tossed her drink back, then placed her hand on Will's forearm.
When are you gonna marry me and take me out of this place?
Well, no time soon, I reckon. I've got to take a prisoner down to Texas in the morning, so it won't be for a while.
If you're leaving town in the morning, it might make your ride go better if you stay with me tonight. I'd give you a special rate.
I swear, that's mighty tempting. But I've still got some things to take care of before I go, so maybe some other time.
Fiddle. You say that every time. I think you're true loving some gal. Ooh, maybe that little girl at the boarding house.
I promise you, that ain't the case.
Will was sorry to see Alvin Greeley push his angular body up from his chair and walk toward them, slumped over to one side, favoring a shoulder smashed by a bullet wound that had never healed properly. In Will's first year, he had worked one job with Greeley and found that he just couldn't get along with him. He had decided to simply forget about it and do his best to avoid the man. But for some reason, Greeley had let the incident fester inside him until he developed a deep resentment toward the young deputy. After that first time, Will had mostly worked alone, and on several cases when he was forced to kill or be killed, Greeley had seen that as an opportunity to put the young deputy in a bad light. So he complained to Dan Stone and everyone who would listen that Will was too quick to shoot and would always prefer to kill rather than capture. Greeley fancied himself the senior deputy now that Fletcher Pride was gone, and he seemed to think he deserved respect from the junior deputies. Had Will known Greeley was in the saloon on this night, he would not have stopped in. Greeley's usual hangout was the Smith House Saloon. He had a room there, so Will hadn't expected to run into him in the Morning Glory.
Dan Stone told me you was gonna transport Billy Cotton back down to Little Dixie.
That's right.
Billy Cotton was my prisoner. I captured him, along with them other two buzzards. I told Dan I'd take him back down there when we were done with the trial. It ought to be my responsibility to transport him back to turn him over to the Rangers. I reckon Dan figured it'd be a nice, easy little trip for you to pick up some mileage money.
If you got a problem, Greeley, it ain't with me. It's with Dan. I didn't ask for the job, so you're wasting your time complaining to me about it.
That boy ain't really such a bad one. He got his back up a couple of times, but I straightened him out. I'm just worried that he won't make it as far as the Poteau River before he gets a bullet in the back of his head.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. Everybody knows you bring in more bodies than live prisoners. That ain't no secret.
Will caught himself just before calling Greeley a liar. It was a lie, and nobody but Greeley believed Will was too quick on the trigger. It wouldn't do for two deputy marshals to have it out in a saloon, however, and he was afraid if he called Greeley a liar, it would force him to fight. It was best to just walk away.
Here's for the drinks, Gus. I expect I'd best get on home.
He turned and started toward the door.
Will!
Without thinking, he spun around and dropped to a crouch, just in time to avoid the pistol swung like a club at his head. He came up from his crouch with a hard right hand to Greeley's gut, doubling him over with pain. Greeley sank to his knees, holding his stomach with both arms wrapped around himself. Will watched him for a moment to make sure he wasn't going to get up again before looking at Lucy and nodding his thanks. He left then, feeling a little sick inside himself for the disgrace Greeley had brought to them both.